This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You want right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got on the way here a video that Johnson has brought in, a selfish argument for making the world a better place, egoistic altruism. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio as usual here. Of course, you can join us at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, we've got Skype, username lrn.fm, and there's the Discord on-air call-in line chat room, which you can join once we get our current caller finished up here. We're going to go to that shortly. The Discord is over at discord.lrn.fm, and if it's something that you find that you enjoy yourself using, you probably want to just go ahead and download the app. There's one available for Android, for iOS, for Windows, for Mac, for Linux, so pretty much any operating system you're on, and it's a pretty slick app because you get to talk to other Free Talk Live listeners during, before, and after the show, and it's all free over at discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We're going to start out with the Discord on-air call-in line room where Abdulaziz is on the line calling from Tennessee. Abdulaziz, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right, so let's get something straight here, just right off the bat. Yo, Mark, honestly, you need to simmer down there. Your face is getting really red. You're starting to get a little mad there.
I'm
here in the studio destroying you.
That's an ethnic statement. I'm Irish, and my red face is brought on by good old fashioned.
Shut the hell up! You're a bitch.
I'll be your bitch. Come up here. Come up here and make me your bitch. Please do that.
All right.
What?
What's the address?
Tell you what, you give me a time and a place.
Go on with pass the insults. What was your call about tonight?
That's what it's about.
All right.
Here is about, let's face it, folks. We got a crisis here in modern day America.
What is the crisis?
People like Mark, flipping out, going to the store, buying an AR-15. Letting all the ringer out.
He is an angry man.
More laws on these guns.
Abdul, thank you for the call tonight. He is an angry, angry man, and
he's the one who asked for the address, presumably to fight it out with me, right?
Yeah, but you do have anger issues. I mean, I think he's touched on that here.
I think he's correct.
He's new to the show. He's sensing that, right? Yeah, he's a newer viewer. He's probably on Twitch.
The guy's like precognitant or something.
I want to say thank you for the call tonight, Abdulaziz. I do appreciate it, even though he wasn't the nicest to you, Mark. At the very least.
He doesn't need to be nice to me.
He didn't put any of the radio stations in jeopardy, I don't think.
I think that the a-hole word is kind of putting
him in
jeopardy.
They did dump him. They did dump that out, but I didn't dump him off the air because of it.
Okay.
But anyway, if you want to join us here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You're the guy. You're the kind of guy, Mark, who you've admitted that you've actually yelled at talk radio. You will drive. you'll be driving somewhere alone, and you, because I don't think I've heard you. Maybe I have heard you do it when I've been in the car with you, but you've definitely admitted to having done it while alone in the car, just yelling in response to whoever it is that's on talk radio.
I'll yell in response to things that are going on in my head. I'll carry on
really?
Diatribes, monologues in my alone in my
this
house.
Is what happens when you're alone without your wife and your house during the wintertime?
Absolutely.
I've definitely exclaimed the name of a certain son of God with an F for a middle name at radio before.
Really?
Oh, no, I'm not talking about an exclamation. I'm talking about monologues. Actually carrying on monologues with imaginary audiences.
Well, that's just multiple personalities.
Let's go to Otis. He is on the line in Orange County, New York, watching us on twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Otis.
Hey, it's Otis. I actually talked to you guys last night about Facebook.
You're the guy who told everybody who was listening how you make your passwords from your dog's name, Buster.
Yes, that's correct. And I got into a little trouble over that. And actually, I have my grandmother on the line with me, and she just wants to say a word. So that's why I called back in.
Just one word?
Just a couple words.
Okay.
Well, as long as we don't have to dump your grandmother.
I make
Please.
Listen.
Yeah.
You don't need to jump me. I'm too old for that.
Okay, good. You're on the radio, so be careful.
I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah.
My grandson was talking about my Facebook, and that is my password. So listen.
Oh, jeez.
I know that when you guys were doing the show, when he hung up, you thought he was a crank call.
Oh, it was so
and
funny.
I can
yeah.
assure you for sure that he was not doing a prank call. He was talking about my Facebook and my.
Okay, so I hope that you promptly
so
went and changed your password.
That? No,
no, it doesn't work that way. this is talk radio.
You guys
it doesn't.
Need to go on.
Hey, Grandma, what's your name? Grandma, what's your name?
My name is Mary, and I need you to go back and retract that or take that. I don't know
Mary,
what you need to do, but
I gotta tell you, I gotta explain something
off.
To you, Mary. So we're doing a live talk radio show, and it's on the air on dozens of radio stations all across the United States right now.
Some around the world.
Some around the world. There is somebody in Nigeria who heard your password last night, because you know, we're on in Africa.
I'm 84 years old, and I
don't know
how to do that. And
so you ask your son,
ask your grandson, ask Otis,
how to change your password immediately so that you don't lose your account.
This is
now, Mary, we're getting a bad connection here. I'm going to put you on hold. I hope you'll be able to hear what we have to say, because it sounded like her phone was cutting out. But if that's legit, like, and I don't think it is, she's kidding. But even if it is legit and you have somebody has leaked your password, then you're the one who's responsible for changing the password and not telling your grandson what your Facebook password is.
I'm going to give her an expression that I think might resonate with someone who's, you know, from that generation. That is a bell you can't unring.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't unring that bell once it's out there. The chime has happened. It's in the air,
right.
Reverberating around.
The good news for Mary is we don't know what Otis or her username is on Facebook.
Sure.
We don't know. So anybody who was listening, even if that was Buster, even if that was the password for her accounts, we have no idea who they are. And so unless you happen to recognize their voice and then you can identify their account username, you really don't have enough information to do any real damage. But all that said, it is still good policy for if a password leaks out, to just go right ahead and change that password.
It's probably best,
And for further security, I know a lot of people do this, but it's really bad security to have the same password, which is what Otis was suggesting last night, that all of his passwords were some sort of variant on Buster, the dog's name, with a capital B. So if you're using the exact same password or Buster123 or something, you know, Buster1 or whatever, you know, because some of them require you to have a numeric and, you know, capital letter. If you're using the same password or even variants on it, go ahead and get yourself a password manager program. Now, these are not that hard to install. There are different ones. I don't know which one's the best. I've had experience with LastPass.
I use LastPass.
It's got some buggy kind of issues with it, but it seems
Never
to work
one.
Pretty well. I've been very happy with it over the last few years. And the nice thing about these password managers is that they will allow you to have complex passwords that you could never remember. So all you have to do is remember one password. That's why they call it LastPass, because it's the last password you have to remember is the main password to get you into LastPass, which then stores all of your other passwords to everything else, and you can make them, you know, as many characters as you want them, and they can be complete gobbledygook to where you would never possibly be able to remember what they are. So if you use a LastPass, and there's plugins at their website, and it's free to download, I think there's some sort of paid tier that if you pay for it, you can get, like, the mobile version without restrictions. To me, you know, it's worth paying a few bucks for, but it is a free product. So
I don't pay anything for it.
Yeah.
But again, I don't use the mobile version. So
I do use the mobile version. So check that out. And again, maybe that's not the best one. If there's one that you recommend, drop it in the chat room over at the Discord, discord.lrn.fm, or on the Twitch chat over at twitch.lrn.fm. So those are good suggestions. If you've got all the same password and you don't want to, you know, try to remember different passwords. That's why you're using all the same password, because that's why people do it, I suspect. is get that LastPass, get a password manager, and then go through, I know it's a pain, but change your passwords on any important kind of stuff, like social networking, right. Email, bank accounts, that stuff.
And you can make really long passwords that are impossible
with the password
to
manager.
Crack, yeah,
and it just remembers them for you. All right, so more coming up here in moments. Hope that helps, Mary. This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free here Our number is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. We also have Discord, where we got a Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to get involved there with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Plus, I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. You've probably heard about Bitcoin, but if you're brand new to the idea, if you're brand new to what cryptocurrency is, then you need to go to Bitcoin.com to learn the basics. You've got to get started somewhere, and there really is no better place to get started than the most obvious URL, Bitcoin.com. So head on over there and do that. And if you're not new to Bitcoin, you want to get the latest news headlines, then the right place to go would be to news.bitcoin.com. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com.
If you need wallets, if you need Bitcoin, if you want to do some mining, they've got all those things over at bitcoin.com.
They certainly do. As we continue here, Johnson, should we start the video?
Sure, yeah, I think it would be a good idea. All right. We can comment on it as it goes.
This is from the channel, my God, I will try pronouncing Kurzgesagt.
It's German.
German, yeah. In a nutshell on YouTube. Headline of the video, a selfish argument for making the world a better place. Egoistic altruism. Here we go.
Until recently, the vast majority of the world population worked on farms, and the total production of the world's economy was mostly the total agricultural output. And this output was limited by the fixed size of the land. The total output of the economy did not change a lot year by year.
Mm-hmm.
The size of the pie was fixed. The world was a zero-sum game. In such a stagnating world, the only way to get better off is if someone else gets worse off. If you take a bigger piece of the pie, someone else's gets smaller. If you want more food, then conquering, plundering, and stealing are great strategies. Your neighbor's loss is your gain. This was the state of things for thousands of years. Societies invaded each other constantly to get more pie. Economic inequality was extreme. Some had all the pie they wanted, others had to live with the crumbs. Then the Industrial Revolution happened, and everything changed. We developed machinery, better crops, better food.
But did it, though.
Fertilizers. Agricultural.
Then the state began to exploit its citizens as quickly as it could. You get the Industrial Revolution, you have this explosion of productivity, then you get socialism. What a surprise. Some people are like, hey, that person has more than I do. I know what I'll do. I'll use the organization that claims a monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass, and I will take from the rich person, and I will bring it back to myself because reasons.
Yeah, I mean, they're describing here, certainly in the very beginning of the video, this sort of mythology that the pie is fixed. And as long as people can innovate and create new things, then the pie is never really fixed. And
well, they were talking about when at a time when the pie was more fixed than it was.
Okay, I understand that, but I just want to point out that that's not a really accurate presentation. It just seems that way in the, you know, from the perspective of the past. Whenever somebody would come up with a new tool, they were talking about the agrarian society, you come up with a new tool to help gardening, or to help planting and harvesting, you've made things more efficient. You've been able to increase the yield.
Sure, but broadcasting
like that
tool to other people, the idea of that tool to other people was difficult.
Yeah, no doubt.
Along with the Industrial Revolution, they just mentioned the Industrial Revolution, is the communication revolution, the explosion of communication.
You'll probably get there, I'm guessing. I've never seen this, but...
No, I haven't either. But it's communication's really important. Think about this for a second. There was a man named Hero who created a steam engine. It was a very simple thing, but nonetheless, in the court of the pharaohs in Egypt. Further, across the smallest portion of the Peloponnesian peninsula in Greece was a train track, and carts were pushed along it. It was easier to push, less resistance, just to have the carts and push along.
Right.
Now, imagine if communication was in play and somebody could have taken this simple idea of a steam engine and created a real steam engine, like what we think of as a choo-choo train, right? And have... change the world. 3,000, let's go for 2,000. 2,000 years ago, there's a steam-powered choo-choo going across the Peloponnesian Peninsula in Greece. That's going to be a real game changer.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously that did happen, and they're not wrong in that the history of the world has been might makes right, but the Industrial Revolution and the communications haven't changed that. I mean, we still have the governments of the world oppressing people. You may not have as much taking over of land
right.
happening.
So the New World Order, as George Bush Sr. discussed it, was now essentially lines in the sand are a bit more fixed.
Yeah, the governments are just oppressing their own people, mostly, with, you know, certainly some exceptions. But let's go on here.
Output skyrocketed. But we didn't just produce more food. Every industrial sector exploded in terms of productivity. From 1700 to 1870, the production of iron in Britain increased 137-fold. The Industrial Revolution led to a previously unimaginable increase in economic output. This altered the nature of our societies. Economic growth changed the world from a zero-sum game to a positive-sum game. We had found a way to create a bigger pie. But not only a bigger pie, but a pie that was growing bigger each year. More people could have more at the same time.
Yeah, and that's the celebration of human innovation and the ability to create new things with hopefully out asking, you know, without having to ask permission, without having to pay off a bunch of bureaucrats in order to do that. And, of course, that is the way things are, where you do have to, at least in the United States and many other countries of the world, you have to grovel at the feet of the master in order
people who believe in collectivism, socialism, communism, that they still believe in the old model that it is a fixed pie when it's not.
It's definitely not. And the more freedom that we have, the faster that the pie can expand. Because as long as there are despots, as long as there are democratically elected people, as long as there are governments that are ruling over plots of land where people are trying to innovate and people are trying to create products and services, if there's always some bureaucrat standing in the way saying, and then holding out their hand and, you know, getting payments, that's money, that's resources, that's time that could otherwise be focused on productivity that is instead being focused on paying off bureaucrats, jumping through hoops, regulations, obedience, and all of that, and paying all these taxes. There's so much wasted potential there. This pie could be increasing at an even more rapid clip, thereby feeding more people around the world and all that. But unfortunately, the governments are really standing in the way. That's not to say this video is inaccurate. It is correctly pointing out that certainly all these industrial and communications evolutions have helped.
It's our job to gild the lily, and that's what we'll do.
With increasing the pie for everyone. And that is what we see happening, to where if you look at the poor in today, you know, here in the United States, if you're poor in the United States in 2018, you probably have at least one cell phone in your family. Maybe everyone has a cell phone. You probably have, or at least mom and dad have a cell phone. You probably
color televisions,
have
computers,
television sets, computers, all kinds of things, air conditioning, refrigeration, all of these things that 100 years ago, certainly, you know, a couple hundred years ago, not even the wealthiest people had those
right.
things.
What did a wealthy person have 100 years ago that the people in the bottom 5% of U.S. earners currently, yeah. What did the wealthy have that the poorest today don't? I just don't know. Other than sort of dignity and silly things like that.
They might have had a driver or something like that, right?
Yeah, you're right. They had the help.
855-450-FREE, like freedom, that's our number, 855-450-3733. More from the video, commentary, your thoughts, welcome, Free Talk Live.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us right here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us on Skype. You can call in there. Skype and username lrn.fm. You do have to send a friend request first there. Or you can just hop right on into the Discord on-air call-in line room. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And so we're talking about a video that Johnson had brought in. It's entitled A Selfish Argument for Making the World a Better Place. We're about a third of the way through, and so we're going to continue that. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. What they've been talking about in the video so far here has kind of been the history of progress through the world, through, you know, the Industrial Revolution, just kind of supplanting agricultural, economics or whatever, and changing how the pie of wealth has expanded, increasing that pie, allowing for more people to be more wealthy, including even the poor, and that's certainly been true over the years. We pointed out that the government has kind of retarded that process. It has slowed that process down. We could have even more wealth, and the poor could be even better off because of that wealth increase. Had the government not been standing in the way and acting like they're helping the poor the entire time, when in point of fact, the government's policies in a lot of cases actually hurt the poor the most. But regardless, let's continue here with the video from the channel Kurzgesagt. or something like that.
This development is spreading and continuing today. Antibiotics kill bacteria. Power plants deliver energy. Cell phones connect us. Planes let us travel cheaply. Fridges store food. Continuous progress in all sectors of the economy seems normal to us today. But the change from stagnation to economic growth really was the most drastic shift in human history. How was this possible?
So
at the very core of this massive transformation stand new ideas that lead to innovation. Innovation has many different definitions, but in the context of this video, we mean better solutions to existing problems and solutions to problems we didn't know we had. The more you innovate, the more complex and interesting problems you discover as your wishes and needs evolve.
Yeah, think about this
the
for a second.
The average citizen in Norway...
I grew up in the 80s. I never imagined for a second, I'm sure somebody did, but I didn't in the 80s, carrying around a full-color computer processor that could make telephone calls, that could, be a day organizer.
Access all the wealth of information in the entire world.
Right. The sum total of human knowledge within usually 20 seconds. It takes your brain a little longer to compute it, but don't worry. The processor's got your back.
You didn't think it'd be in your pocket, but somebody did imagine that. At Star Trek, they had the computer that they'd talk to, right, in the hallways or whatever, to answer questions and things like that.
I don't know that. I can't remember whether Captain Kirk talked to the computer or whether, because I think they just typed it out then.
Or was it Jean-Luc Picard later?
I think that was Jean-Luc Picard in the 90s that was talking. But they had the tricorder. They had the communicator, right? So the idea of carrying a phone around in your pocket, well, heck, that was going on when I was in high school.
Well, sure, the phone is just a two-way radio, ultimately, that's carrying data instead of a voice transmission.
A smaller two-way radio, so not that big of a deal. But
yes, go on with your
point. Processor aspect, there's so many things that we didn't even consider needing.
Back then,
now you've got to have a Galaxy 9.
In the 80s, a computer was this big brick thing in a beige box, and the monitor was large and cumbersome, and it had one color.
Yeah.
It was black and one color. It was either green or yellow.
50 years before that, a radio was a mahogany box full of vacuum tubes. I mean,
that's right. So your point being, though,
now we have things that we never imagined even wanting. We have so much stuff.
And now you can want a different thing, because now that you know you have all these other things that you never imagined having, you can now imagine having something else, the next best version of that. And, of course, then you've got the people that are really thinking into the future that are coming up with cool things like augmented reality. And, because we thought about virtual reality back in the day in the 1990s, and that never really took off. But now augmented reality is where you can actually project computer things on top of reality, as I understand it. I've never actually done that, but it exists today, and so you can try that stuff.
Right.
So where's that going to take us?
I don't know.
And then you combine that with
you can talk to computers now, like Captain Kirk did. You can't have the green lady from wherever, though.
The green lady from wherever?
Yeah.
Is that a Star Trek thing?
Yeah, Captain Kirk pretty much spread his seed about the galaxy.
All right, well, let's continue here we're going to actually take a moment and go to your calls and thoughts. We'll come back to the video. We got Morris on the line in Georgia. Morris, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Well, that's not very pleasant. What are you doing there, Morris? Thanks for the call.
Hey, Morris.
Toll-free number here.
This is a professional radio program. We have things to handle that. young gentlemen who are calling from Twitch.
I'm not going to dump a strange noise. It's not worth dumping.
We have something to handle whatever your little trick is. Here's what you're allowed to do. You're allowed to call in with a regular old topic and talk about regular old stuff, or you're allowed to call in and crank us. Have a good old time. Make a funny voice or something like that. Don't, rely on cuss words, because we're going to dump button.
He didn't cuss, man.
No, I'm just saying. He attempted to somehow disrupt the radio program, right?
Well, he has.
Yes, he has.
Anyway, let's go on here. More from the video.
250 years ago, might have wanted some really good shoes. 150 years ago, maybe a bicycle. 80 years ago, a car. 30 years ago, cheap air travel. And so on. Once we get what we want, we don't stop. We can see how we can improve things even more and how to make things even better.
The new positive sum world has existed for 0.1% of human history, and we have yet to get used to it.
Yeah, that's a good point, that this is still relatively new in the scheme of things, that maybe technology is advancing at a faster clip than people are really able to handle it.
Right.
And they're showing here on the screen, we haven't really talked about much about it. It's an animated thing, and it's very, very pretty, very nice, very colorful. On the screen here, there have been up until this point representations of wealth increasing in numbers of chickens and plants and buildings, you know, growing larger and more numerous. And then now they're showing somebody just kind of sitting on the couch with a bag of chips watching their computer monitor, suggesting that they have not yet gotten used to it. And maybe that has something to say to the Twitch audience. I don't know. Over at twitch.lrn.fm. But yeah, I mean, are we advancing too fast? Is society going to catch up to the technology here?
Is society going to catch up to the technology? The evidence to that.
Are we getting buried in it? Is it taking away
or will
our connections?
AI?
Right.
That's singularity end it all.
I don't know about that. I think that
you'll have to ask the singularity.
Well,
when it happens.
It's going to get more fractured and fractured as time goes by. There's lots of sort of subcultures now that I have no clue what they're doing and what they're about and what they're interested in. You and I were just talking on the air yesterday about furries. I know nothing about these people other than, you know, what anybody
can
snicker about.
That's not that new, but yes, I mean, it's certainly new within the last
decades. There's a lot of stuff going on out there, and people in their little subcultures and all these sorts of things. Things are getting so fractured that there's no way that we would all be called society.
I saw the, like, furry-looking head things at Walmart in, like, one of those central midway baskets that they have, like the bouncy balls or whatever in. They had, like, the big, I don't know what they're made out of, paper mache or something like that, the furry head things. I didn't know if they had the full suits available as well, but maybe they're getting bigger than
you think.
It's
a sign of the apocalypse. When Walmart is selling furry suits with, you know, easy access to private parts, then you're really, that's it.
Like I said, I don't know if it's gotten to that point
yet. That's
it. But,
that's the apocalypse. There you go.
Sam Walton's rolling in his grave.
It's the fifth horseman.
We'll continue here with the video.
It has a consequence that feels really unintuitive. In a positive-sum world, it's in your personal, selfish best interest that every human on planet Earth is well off. It's good for you if people in obscure parts of countries you've never heard of are prospering.
For sure.
There is a genuine, selfish argument for making the world a better place.
And that's what we're going to get to coming up here in moments. Your calls, your thoughts also certainly welcome. Here on Free Talk Live, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue, you may take control of the airwaves. You don't have to comment on this particular discussion. It is up to you on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing you're
your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
If you want, you can bring up anything here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We are sharing a video that Johnson brought in here tonight. About what's called egoistic altruism, or what they say is a selfish argument for making the world a better place. And after about half the video being, you know, kind of set up, they're now going to tell us what that argument is. We're going to get into that coming up here in moments. Also, I do want to let you know about liberty.menu. This is one way you can make the world a better place, by sharing information. Like you were saying, Mark, communications, very important, and communicating within the libertarian movement about where people who are liberty-minded can go and purchase things from people who are also of a similar mindset is valuable information. You can go to liberty.menu to find out where local businesses are that are run by people who probably think like you. Libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, people who reject the initiation of force, and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. That's who this site is dedicated towards. You can go and add whatever content that you want, whether it's your business listing, whether it is digital content that you've created, whether it's an events listing. It has it all over at liberty.menu, and you can leave reviews and ratings for the existing businesses that you might have patronized, and there's a bit of a social networking aspect to the site as well. Plus, you can use code FTL on your profile and get a Free Talk Live badge over at liberty.menu. It's totally free to list your business, liberty.menu. So head on over there and do that. As we continue, we go to your calls and thoughts. We'll continue the video here in a moment. But Regan is on the line in New York. Regan, you're watching us on twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
I want to take this back. This is taking it back a little bit, but I had a question for Mark.
Yeah, please.
What do you think about these kids that keep calling in? You think they – is it like something that raised them wrong or what? What do you think it is?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you don't have a real job. You have to have things to do to occupy yourself. Like, you don't have a girlfriend.
These are teenage boy things.
You don't know how to do, like, I don't know, tricks on your BMX bike or flip around a skateboard. You got to have something.
Are you saying you? Are you suggesting Regan is one of the people?
No. I'm speaking in the universal you.
Regan, does that answer your question?
Yeah, but I was asking you, do you think it was there because they're raised wrong or it's just because they have nothing better to do?
I think it's because they have nothing better to do. But I was really specific that they didn't have things like, what do you say?
Shut up, Mark. Thanks for the call.
I was really specific.
Do your homework.
It's because they don't have things like girlfriends and, you know, well, also, sort of sports and hobbies.
They can't work legally. I mean, if they're...
How old are we talking about here? I had a
14,
job at 12 years
13,
old.
13, 15?
I figured out how to work. You did, too.
I'll tell you what.
No, I didn't have a legal job until I was 16.
If I were 14 again, I would be doing nothing but learning how to program and, like, writing some sort of app.
Right on.
Instead,
when you have that amount of time, you have nothing but the ability to pick up skills these days on your own that will make you a millionaire.
Instead of, looking at memes on the internet and talking about how you're dead inside.
I mean, you can definitely do both.
I did plenty of both.
Right. So, but I think there is some truth to the idea that they're not necessarily raised wrong or whatever. It's just bored teenagers. I mean, come on. We were growing up in the 80s and the 90s. Who didn't make a crank phone call to somebody?
I probably didn't.
You never called somebody like, is your refrigerator running?
No, but that's funny.
No. Johnson, did you ever make some crank phone calls?
Not really. I'm not very good at it. I don't have much of a nice face.
Let me tell you, most teenagers aren't very good at it, okay? We've heard a bunch of them and how bad they are at it when they call our show. But, you know, it's easier to call Free Talk Live than it is to just pick a random name out of a phone book. I mean, probably teenagers today don't even know what a phone book is. Because phone books are basically dead. I mean, they're not even really a thing anymore. They still sort of exist, but they're just barely hanging on. They're having a tough time selling advertisements.
Whitepages.com.
Well, right, that exists. But, I mean, back in the old days, you'd grab the phone book and select a name from it and just do a crank call on somebody because you're a bored teenager. Because you can't have a job.
I wasn't, though. That's the thing. Is I had a job from the time I was 12 on. Yeah.
You're unusual, though. You had an under-the-table job at a comic book
store.
As
did you. You had an under-the-table job, too.
Not... Well, I worked with my mom. Yeah. That helped me learn job skills, no doubt about it. That was important.
If you want a job as somebody under the age of 14, and by the way, it's probably 16, and most of these kids aren't getting jobs until they're in their 20s because they've been told college is important. It's important to saddle yourself with an incredible amount of debt and then go out and make your way in the world or whatever. Mm-hmm. Completely unskilled and attempt to find a job. Good luck, kid. And, you know, those are the things that our generations and the generations before me have saddled upon these poor dopes is that, of course they believed it. What else would they believe? That's what they've been told their whole lives. But if you want to have a job as a 14-year-old, as a 12-year-old, or whatever, you can get it.
Your options are pretty limited.
You can make it happen. You can mow grass.
I see what you're
saying.
You
can shovel the sidewalk.
Entrepreneur. You're saying you could be an entrepreneur. And I agree with you there. There are, certainly for those that have the entrepreneurial mindset, there will be opportunities that they can create for themselves. I agree with you. But Mark, you don't get the
entrepreneurial mindset by sitting around and complaining about things. You get it by somebody telling you, hey, this is a possibility. And that's what I'm attempting to do.
Right. No,
young
I appreciate
people listening
that.
To me, you have the opportunity. It comes from within.
Right. I can appreciate what you're doing. I just think it's important to explain why it's not that way, right? Because many people do not have an entrepreneurial mindset. So if you're raised by parents who don't have an entrepreneurial mindset, then the first time you're hearing about it is from Mark Edge tonight, the man who was shouting earlier, and they're making fun of you in the Twitch chat room. Please. And taking pictures of your red face and posting them in the Discord.
Please make fun of me. Today, whatever you want, as long as you spell my name right.
But I think it's important to point out the government schools, which we talked about a lot here on Free Talk Live, are designed to crank out people who don't have an entrepreneurial mindset. They are designed, the Prussian school system, designed to crank out worker drones, people who are going to go, they're going to work a job, they're going to maybe retire at some point, and they're going to have kids in the meantime, and they're going to have grandkids, and everyone's going to try to send their kids to college if they can afford it, and so on and so forth. There's sort of this preset path for people to go down, and it usually doesn't involve being an entrepreneur. They don't teach that in school. It's something that is handed down from somebody who understands it, like you do. you, Mark, and I think you did a good job of explaining, hey, it comes from within. This is something that if you want to pursue your own vocation, you want to pursue your own talents, you want to pursue and develop skills, as Johnson was suggesting, you can, especially if you're still living at home with your parents. You've got plenty of time on your hands. You've got plenty of time to learn and
I don't
and practice.
Think that the so it's wanting money. That's what gets people out to work, mostly.
Well, some people want what the money can buy them, right? Maybe it's success or women or whatever else it is.
They're 12 years old. Yeah. They want Star Wars figures, Legos, stuff for their bikes, these kind of things. But, you know, that $20 that you can get from washing somebody's car next door, go around, knock on doors.
Yeah.
And tell your parents where you're going. Knock on doors and ask people if they want their car washed for $20 or I don't know. I really don't know what the going price is.
For a car wash?
Yeah. I can pay $15 for the works at the local sort of drive-through gas station car wash. Yeah. So I would presume that somewhere between $10 and $15 is probably a reasonable price just for the wash. Wax, you're talking about probably $30 or $40.
Better know what you're doing, too.
Yeah, well that's going to take some practice.
Yeah.
Practice on mom and dad's car.
Wax on, wax off. So, but yeah, it does come from within.
They've got better waxes than Karate Kid had, okay?
Don't use the abrasive side of a sponge. Tell you that from experience, unfortunately.
And again, the wax on, wax off joke probably went over the heads of some of the younger listeners of the show who might not have seen Karate Kid, which is what that is a reference from. But anyway, entrepreneurial spirit has to come from within, but it also has to be something that is, I think, cultivated to some extent. Because if you cultivate the opposite, which is what the government education system is doing, then you're cultivating complacency. You're cultivating people who just want to get a job, and they so if that's what the parents are teaching their kids is, well, son, when you grow up, you'll be able to be having a job at some point, and you can have a career, and you can work for a corporation, and they can see through some of that, but they still may not see the value of being an entrepreneur, especially if they've even had a spark of entrepreneurship, but then maybe looked into, well, how do you do this legally? Then the government will crush it right out of you. So if the government schools haven't, eliminated your potential as an entrepreneur, your first few days as an entrepreneur might crush it, because then you go and you find, well, first you got to get the health code permit, and then you got to get the permit from this other place, and then you got to
My government school had entrepreneurship classes.
Did they really?
Yeah, they were taught by the shop teacher.
Who did what entrepreneurial activity?
Nothing.
So I guess
it's like we got this new entrepreneur class, and you guys are going to have to go through it with me. And let me get the book out here. That's hilarious. Mm-hmm. What does he know?
Yeah,
he's a Vietnam War vet. He actually said to the class one time, "If you people don't shut up, I'm a Vietnam War vet. I'll do a couple of years and get out.
I'll bring in the Caltrops." All right, 855-450 free like freedom. 855-450-3733. More about making the world a better place. Come up here in moments. We'll play more from the video that Johnson brought in, and your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can also jump on the Discord chat. There's a call-in line room there at discord.lrn.fm. Hour 3 coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.